Hello, everybody. Welcome to Happy Whore Time episode 3. And I again am having my good friend Matt Emmert here. And
we Hi, Timmy.
How are you doing, Matt?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. I'm so good. Are you having a good week?
I am. Thank you again for having me. This
of
is
course.
My third guest starring appearance. God, I feel like now what
You're
happens?
Like Heather Locklear on Melrose
I'm
Place.
Can I always be special guest star? Even if I'm on every
it's
episode?
It's in your contract. Here, sign here. It's $10,000.
Happy Horror Time with special guest star Matt Emmert.
That's right.
No, this has been a lot of fun. And it's actually good to just have time to talk about these wonderful movies.
I totally agree. Are you comfortable on the couch? Are you ready to dive in?
We are back on the casting couch. I mean, the regular couch. Oh, it's my beautiful Macy's couch that I got 2 years ago.
Yeah. So what's going on? This weekend you did some apple picking? You don't have to go into
that
detail.
Is not what this podcast is about.
It's not
yes,
about
I did.
Our personal
well,
lives.
But you know what is coming up very, very soon, Timmy?
Valentine's Day.
No.
Arbor Day.
Halloween.
Halloween.
In fact, I don't know when you plan to release this, but
tonight. Whenever tonight. We're done.
Whenever we're done. Yeah, Halloween's coming. I did. I went to an apple picking orchard and a pumpkin patch. Do you know, it was the first time I'd ever been to a patch where you actually see the pumpkins on the vines. Like, this isn't like a stand in the middle of the street.
Like at pavilions.
It's for like Trader Joe's. By the way, but I will say this. Even having gone to the patch and seeing the pumpkins there, they kind of sucked. I prefer the pavilions and Trader
well, of
Joe's
course,
pumpkins. They
of course.
Picked the
you
good
know,
ones.
I don't think I've carved a pumpkin in 2 years. Fun fact.
What?
Liz, I don't like to put my hand in there. It's disgusting.
Does it feel like...
Yeah, it does. You know where I'm going with that?
Yeah.
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
This is really big for like 10-year-olds.
I know. I'm sure.
They love
I'm sure.
Happy Horror Time.
If they ever took it, the majority of your audience
it's
is
on
definitely
all their apps.
10 and under,
yeah,
of course.
Like,
they want to listen to a gay man's horror movie podcast.
Two gay men.
White special guest star.
Wet Dream. Ew, filthy.
Ew, Timmy.
I don't even know where that came from.
We went from R to X
That's
in like
right.
2 seconds.
Disgusting.
Two
clean
seconds.
It up. You know what? I can talk like that. I'm 40. Licensed to drive.
I mean, well, and my birthday's coming up too, but I'm going to be 22.
Oh, yay.
I mean, 22 is a rough age
really
to turn,
is.
Especially because...
You can vote.
Yeah, last year, turning 21 for the 16th, 17th time has
right.
been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good anyway,
times.
Do
okay.
you know...
Yes.
Just kidding, no.
Fun fact. I love
I was
going to
say a fun fact. My birthday is 6 days after Halloween, but I have never celebrated my birthday as a Halloween party. Why is that?
Why?
Because Halloween is too important to be overshadowed by my birthday.
And you don't like to share.
I don't. I like to have a Halloween party separate from my birthday because, and it's not because my birthday is too good for it. It's because Halloween is too good to have my birthday as part
right.
of it.
Well,
that's
you know
it.
What? You're stingy and greedy. okay. So there was something I was going to share.
Share it.
Okay, this was the big connection. Okay, so my birthday has landed on Easter sometimes.
Ooh,
and
it's great because you're yeah. such a devout Christian.
Yes, I yeah. go to church every Sunday.
I could just see you walking to church. Hey, girls.
You know what, though? I will say this. I like the outfits for church. And you know, I like...
You mean you like the altar boy's outfits?
Ew, gross. No.
Hey, it's not my religion. Listen, I'm down with a Judah Maccabee and Moses.
That's me in the spotlight.
Losing your religion?
Yes. Okay, now let's dive into these horror movies. Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's start with a movie that premiered last week on
Friday the 13th. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. 1, 2, 3. Coke.
A movie that I was about to say that I like to call, but I think everybody calls it this because that's its name. Happy Death Day.
Okay, so we went to go see it.
We did. We went on opening night, packed theater.
Packed theater. I think it was... Okay, so fun fact. The movie cost $4.8 million and it made $27 million.
In the first weekend.
Yes.
So that means like...
It
so
made
it,
its money up times five.
Times six, I think. Seven,
Alyssa, I'm
six.
Not good with
I know. Math
that,
is Tim Strong.
Numbers you're throwing at me.
Yes. So we went... So I'll just start off with this. I loved it. And I know considering the last
Ditto.
Two episodes, I've trash-talked a lot
it.
Of stuff. Like... Loved it. Oh, we both loved
we
it.
We both loved it.
Why did you love it?
Okay, I loved it because, well, first off, the trailer I thought was going to be like a hard R, but it was PG-13.
Which usually makes me a little bit hesitant because I think it's going to be cheesy.
Some good PG-13 horror movies, like, okay, this is the one I liked. I liked When a Stranger Calls. The remake in 2006. I'm alone in this.
You are definitely alone in that. I can list out the PG-13 movies I haven't liked. Ouija 2 was okay.
Because I'm in it. Go on.
It is.
I don't want to talk about it. I'm a star in it. Go on.
Yeah, special guest star. Tim Murdoch.
Don't blink.
Don't blink. Wait, wasn't there a...
Glorified Extra.
Oh, so the Prom Night remake was awful. Oh. We can agree on that, right?
But I think that was R, right?
No.
That was shit.
That was shit. Oh my God, we got Tim to admit a movie was shit. Wait, here comes when he backpedals. Go.
No. Okay. I liked the trailer for Prom Night, but the actual movie was shit.
It was. Okay, good. We agree. Other PG-13 movies that sucked or that were good. Why am I blanking on PG-13?
Well, it's okay. We can go back to, Happy Death Day.
Yeah, back to Happy Death Day.
We got distracted. But okay, the reasons I liked it was because it was fast-paced, mm-hmm. and it had a lot going for it. I felt like it was like Scrooge a little bit. Christmas, you know. Yeah, I know. Because, like, you know how he was like, oh. But she gets to go back and make her life, like, you know, at the end of Scrooge, he, like, realizes, like, he's an asshole. So.
Yeah. You could just say Groundhog Day. I could say it, but
I'm also going to say Scrooge.
I know, I think if you asked 100 people, what movie does Happy Death Day remind you of?
Scrooge.
One would say Scrooge, yeah. And 99 would say Groundhog Day.
I hate those 99 people, because, you know, I got Scrooge. One problem. No, but and then I also think it's very snarky, like Clueless and Mean Girls, mm-hmm. and I thought... I really like, first off, fun fact, Chris Landon's a gay man who wrote it and directed it.
Oh, I didn't even, that's a perfect tie-in for this. Mm-hmm.
Happy horror time, happy gay time.
So many gay men that work on horror. I guess, why should I ask that? We're both gay men who love horror, so.
True.
But is that, like, what's the connection?
I think it's because, it's dramatic. It's dramatic, and what's more dramatic than someone about to get killed?
Or than being gay?
Being straight. I didn't have an answer for that.
Okay, so you liked it for all those reasons. Yes.
And I recommend it.
I 100% agree. I loved it, and here's why. First off, and I know this is a not spoiler-free, this is a spoiler-filled podcast, if you didn't realize that from the other couple episodes where we've ruined every movie, so deal with it. But
hopefully you've seen it.
Yeah, so number one, like, it's not that... It was scary, like, per se.
No, I didn't jump
one. It was much more of, like, a horror comedy. Mm. But that's okay, because it was so good for a lot of reasons. Number one, yes, it was fast-paced. I thought the writing was good. I loved the main girl. I don't know what her name is.
Me either, but I know she's 30.
She's 30 playing a college student.
But I'm interrupting you, because that's what I do. No, okay. When she first woke up in the dorm room, I thought it was because, like, she's like, I'm too old for this.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because it was like the mom of the student who slept over.
She's from Bad Mom.
She
didn't look old, but I mean, like.
She doesn't, but when I saw she was 30, it wasn't like, oh my God, she's 30. Like,
yeah,
she could be 30.
I threw my popcorn in the air and said, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
I don't believe it. No.
I'm like cussing tonight. Sorry.
She was good for you, Tim. No, she was great. I love, okay, so it had aspects of comedy. It did have suspenseful moments. Yes, it wasn't like scary, but it had suspenseful moments. And it was just a fun movie. And what I mean by that is, like,
for her.
Entertained and having fun the entire time. You're laughing, you're excited, the dialogue is great, it's witty. And it was such a genius idea that I don't know why no one had, I mean, obviously they did it in Groundhog Day and Scrooge and that, but the idea that no one had thought of this for horror up until now, like, it seems so obvious. Like, mm-hmm. repeat the same day to solve your murder. Like, how did no one think about this earlier? But it's genius.
Well, I mean, I feel like the concept, maybe not waking up every single day, but the concept of finding who murdered you has been done before.
Yeah. Wait, isn't there a movie, I know Who Murdered Me?
I Know Who Killed Me.
Wait, is that Lindsay Lohan? Oh my God.
And I will say, I did see that opening day.
That's something you probably shouldn't ever tell anyone ever
again.
Well,
I told you and the 8 people listening. Just kidding.
Oh, we just went down to 7 after that comment.
Oh, shit.
You're right. I guess solving your own murder isn't like a novel idea, but putting the Groundhog Day spin into it, it just seems so easy. And it's like, I'm sure every like horror writer is like kicking themselves. Like, why didn't I think? Because it writes itself. Mm-hmm. But the way they did it also, this is what I was most surprised at in it, is that there were heartfelt moments. And
absolutely.
I think I was telling you.
I got teary-eyed.
I got, yeah, there's a scene where she finally goes to see her dad because, spoiler alert, her mom died on, did her mom die on her birthday or her mom just died in the bed?
No, I think they shared the same birthday.
Yes, they shared the same birthday and her mom had died a few years ago and she had been avoiding her dad because she was tired of, like, the weirdness of not talking about it. And she finally goes to see him and, like, just says, like, look, I miss mom.
I
was almost crying in an effing horror comedy.
I totally forgot what I was watching because I actually did have one Brooke Logan tier, Brooke Forrester tier. You don't know who that is. The Bold and the Beautiful.
I know because you've told me before, but I wouldn't know otherwise. But it's heartfelt in that moment. And it's just really fun. The sorority girls, especially like the lead sorority girls, hilarious. Like again, and that's due to the writing, which is great, and the acting. But the love interest guy who helps her is adorable.
Carter.
He is cute as F. Why am I censoring myself?
I don't know. I never censor myself.
Yeah, no, he is really, really cute. But it was good. It had like a little twist too at the end. Like I remember it was going in a certain direction. If it just ended there, I wouldn't have been as happy. So I liked that they kind of twisted it
up. Happy horror time.
Happy horror Tim. Little E.
That's right. That's right. go on.
Yeah. But no, I mean, there's really nothing bad I can say. But I think the only thing that I would have wanted to have some more scares to be like more of like a Scream type of balance to it, where because Scream had a lot of scary parts with funny parts. This had more funny parts than scary parts. But it was just so much fun. If you want to just have a fun time at the movie theater and not be terrified, but it still be suspenseful,
Will say I loved the marketing with the cake. And it reminded me of like Happy Birthday to Me, which is made forever ago, 1981, I think.
Oh, thanks. We don't have IMDb.
We're just winging it.
We are winging it. That's why we don't never know the names. I love, we're always like, that actress, I love her. Jennifer Lopez.
No, but like the marketing and everything reminded me of like, it was marketed as like a 80s horror film, which I loved that. Mm-hmm. And it was on Friday 13th, so that like all the marketing was there and the movie was good too.
It's already defied expectations for its opening weekend. Right. I'm sure that word of mouth
Blumhouse
is going to keep it going really well. It's another hit for Jason Blum, who's rolling in the
you
bucks.
Know, I just listened to him on The Nerdist, and fun fact, he had a meeting with his meeting to get John Carpenter back in Halloween was 15 minutes.
I've heard things that John Carpenter
15 minutes meeting.
Well, it's kind of a straight to the point, just show me the money type of guy, which
I'm sure
is
he's like,
which
zero,
like kind of
zero zero.
Exactly,
okay, great.
Which almost like bursts people like my bubble because wanting him to be the master of like everything and like just be so invested in these movies. But I think he likes collecting that check, which I'm sure everybody does.
Which I don't know if do you know if John Carpenter smokes pot.
I don't, but he did growing up in the 70s with that hairdo.
Right.
He was smoking.
I mean, I'm stereotyping.
There's still that scene in Halloween where you can see some of the smoke in the, it's like a gaff in one of the things. I don't know if that's cigarette
smoking.
Smoke or like marijuana smoke. I'm sure it's marijuana. Marijuana smoke?
Marijuana.
Did I just say that? Anyway, but Happy Death Day. Yes, great. Two thumbs up.
Yes, A+.
Yeah, great. I mean, like, and I read that the director, writer is already coming up with a sequel idea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just read it online like a couple days ago.
Another fun fact. The director is the son of Michael Landon from Highway to Heaven and Little House on the Prairie.
I know.
No one watches that. I'm just kidding, everyone.
Highway
does.
To Michael Landon, of
Kyle
course.
Kyle Richards was on Little House on the Prairie.
You mean Kyle Richards, Lindsay Wallace from Halloween?
God, and it's like 6 degrees of Kim Richards.
We should make everything 6 degrees of Halloween. That would make me happy. The movie Halloween.
Should be very limiting.
Oh, are you kidding?
Well, I mean, if we did all the movies, but they're originals.
Oh,
tough,
yeah. That's true. That's true. That's true. But so anything else on Halloween? On Halloween.
Happy Death Day? No, I'm ready to move on.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it, for some reason, it's easier to talk about something you don't like than you do because you can just blab about how much you don't like it. But this was good.
Okay. So the next movie we're going to dive into is called The Babysitter.
On Netflix. It was released on Friday the 13th also.
Yeah, it was. And we didn't watch it that night. Instead, we watched a horror movie called Boo. It was literally called Boo. You fell asleep.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God, I don't even remember. Oh my God, you're right.
It was so forgettable. So we do not recommend Boo.
Donna Boone.
Donna Boone. That's from our second podcast. You should
tune
totally
in. Second
tune
podcast.
In.
Yeah. Okay. So the babysitter, Tim, you go first. Well, okay. What are your thoughts?
So Matt was like, "Let's watch the babysitter together," but then I got a text saying, "Hey, I watched this on a whim with my friend Hiko," and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Okay, so to actually clear that up.
No, it's the truth.
No.
I watched it by myself.
I think it was a different friend of ours who really wanted us all to watch together, Reagan.
Oh, okay.
But it was Sunday after my lovely apple picking
experience. Picking apples.
And we were going to watch it. And I don't know what to say.
I apologize.
Okay. I apologize.
I was saving it for the podcast. So
you could insult me
on air.
Boop, oh, great. Boop. Great. Good to know.
No, it's fine.
So we watched it separately.
Yes, we watched it separately.
Which is probably better because that means we literally have not talked about it until now. I don't even know if Tim liked it. I don't know what you thought.
Okay, here, I'm going to tell you.
Tell me.
Here it goes. So I put it on at 11 o'clock at night. So I'm like, I'm going to brush my teeth and floss because it's such a process. And I'm going to have it on. So I gave it my full attention. Well, I'm kidding. I know.
I was going to say, can you give it your full attention?
Okay, so here's the thing. When it first started, it is the set of Gilmore Girls. And it's a Warner Brothers backlot where they filmed National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. And, okay, I was a security guard at that studio for 11 years. Yeah. So I was instantly taken out of it because I was going down flashback memory lane where I used to stand like a moron and make sure that everyone was safe, even though they were running a movie studio. Anyway, long story short. Like the house and everything is like where they filmed Gilmore Girls. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is weird. So the actual movie, I loved the actual babysitter and the kid who was supposed to be 12, but I actually looked up. I had to know he was actually 16.
Okay. Yeah. Because he seemed older than 12.
Right. And like for that material, my God, spoiler. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm going to spoil it.
Spoil it.
Here we go. So like he's witnessing his babysitter having like this, like spin
cult.
The bottle.
Oh.
And she like kisses a nerd, but then the movie takes a big twist. She
big
takes
twist.
Two knives.
Not one, but
two knives and jabs them in his head. And then the movie says, what the?
Yeah, it was weird comic booky with like throwing word reactions in there.
I was like, McG. Oh, by the way, it was directed by a guy named McG. So there for
like
me.
Like McLovin?
No.
What is McG? I've heard of
he did,
him. What
did he? Full Throttle.
Charlie's Angels.
So, you know, he's like, I use the name McG because I'm cutting edge and different.
What is his real name? Like,
I have
Donald
no
Rutherford?
I have no clue. But I it was clearly written by all straight men. I could be wrong. I didn't do any research. I'm very busy. But I just was like, certain scenes I was like, this is good. And then other scenes I was like, oh, I hate it. So yeah. I went back and forth. I was like a flip flop the entire time.
So it's funny. I don't really even know how to describe this movie if I was trying to tell someone who hadn't seen it, like, tell me about this movie. I mean, yeah, the babysitter is part of some weird cult of people that like need to
really
kill
even
people and collect blood. For something, and then she has like a spell book. But then her goal is to get the blood of the kids because it's like the pure virginal blood or something. Here is my problem with it. Like, it starts with this kid who's kind of a loner. He gets bullied and stuff, but he really bonds with it. First off, it's weird that he has a babysitter anyway because I thought he was like 15. I didn't think he was 12, which was weird that
you
have a babysitter. Okay, so he's bonding with his babysitter, though, who's like this cool teenager. And there were some parts where I felt really uncomfortable because I'm like, are they going to make out? But
I honestly thought they were going to kiss like 10 times.
So they have this weird close relationship and they're like really cool together. And what I didn't like is like, and then suddenly she's a crazy cult murderer.
But
it like just totally was out of character for how they built her, which of course, and then the kid is like, you know, like goes crazy and can't believe it. But then the rest of the movie is each of the people in her cult, which include Bella Thorne, because Bella Thorne's in everything.
Who gets
now
shot in the boob.
She gets shot in the boob, but it's like totally, which is basically the heart. Did you notice that was on the left side?
I wasn't.
These are dumb things, but if you're going to shoot someone right there and have them continue talking, being alive, put it on the right side where we know the heart isn't. But she got shot right in the heart and was totally like just talking about it and like whatever. One great casting choice, which I'm sure you both love, Rob Amell, who's shirtless the entire time and is so fucking hot.
I agree.
So effing hot. Why can't he just do a nude scene? Anyway.
You know what? I mean, I did look. I don't even think he was wearing underwear.
Oh, he has. I know. He's just wearing, like, jeans. But there is a funny line when the kid, like, wakes up from being drugged and he says, the first thing he says, why are you shirtless? Why was he?
That was ruined for me in the trailer.
It was. But Bella Thorne's like, why shouldn't he be? That was the only explanation, which I thought was funny. But the entire movie revolves around the kid then one by one having to, like, fight off these different cult members and, like, killing them in really brutal ways.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
like, gore and brutality just for gore and brutality's sake.
Yeah, I mean, it was more of an action movie at some point. Like, it wasn't a horror
movie. Yeah, it was a weird... That's why it doesn't... Now I'm not so confused that he did Charlie's Angel Full Throttle.
It was just
like,
over the top.
Yes, that's the best time. That's what I'm looking to say. Way over the top. Even the acting was over the top. The story was over the top. But, like, it just didn't connect. Again, the babysitter's so cool and everything. Then suddenly she's, like, a crazy killer and we don't quite know why. Then each of these people that are part of her group are, like, blind followers. But what do they get out of being with her?
No
idea. I didn't get it. The Asian girl from Pitch Perfect is in it.
Yeah.
And actually speaks at a normal...
Spiders on her, right? Did she get spiders on her?
Oh, yeah. And then the firework blows up in her face. Rob Amell's death is, like, so ridiculously brutal. Like, his spine snaps when he... Like, it's crazy. And then Bella Thorne gets her head blown off. Sorry, all these spoilers.
That was actually a really good...
It was funny.
Yeah, I appreciated... And, you know, I don't mind Bella Thorne. I feel like she's getting a lot of haters.
No, I actually like her. But I usually like people based on, like, projects they've done. And because she did the Scream TV series, which the first season I actually really liked. And she was the opening scene. So I will always remember her for that. But she's done a lot of horror movies lately. And, yeah, I think she's great. But And Rob Amell, I mean, I can't not
talk
about how hot he is. Yeah.
The Duff.
I don't care what movie he's been. He's just hot. And then the girl from Pitch Perfect is hilarious in Pitch Perfect. But... The girl who was the actual babysitter, is she an unknown?
Oh, I looked her
unknown?
Up only for age purposes. Because, you know, I can't
35.
Just, no, oh. 25.
Oh, okay, so, that's good.
But, I mean, like, I couldn't just sit and watch the movie because, like, I need to know everything as I'm watching it.
Everything.
Side note, I really like the parents. I love Leslie Bibb and I love Ken Marino. They're super funny.
But aren't they way different ages? Like, isn't Ken Marino way older than Leslie Bibb?
Is he, like, pushing 50?
And she's got to be in her early 40s, late 30s?
That sounds right.
Yeah, I guess that's not that big of an age.
No, but I mean, like, they were such really cool parents.
But cool parents that forced their kid to have a babysitter when... I love that the kid has his little love interest or, like, friend, the girl across the street
has a horrible dad.
Yeah, but does not have a babysitter. I guess, again, knowing now that he was 12, I guess that makes sense to have a babysitter. But, like, I truly thought he was 15 and was like, why does he have a babysitter, like, a couple years older? It was weird.
Oh,
but,
and by the way, those bullies were horrible.
Yeah, they were. But they
horrible and bad acting, but, like, just how sad to have bullies.
You know, you said it, Tim.
I didn't want to talk about
it. The podcast
takes
a deep turn when Tim reveals.
In eighth grade, my house had fireworks thrown at it. Yeah, fun fact.
You were, like, from bullies?
Yes.
Oh, my God, Tim.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to talk about this. But, yeah, it was in eighth grade, and they were thrown at my house, and, like, my dad, like, yelled.
Oh, my God. My house was toilet papered once, and I looked out and I saw it was three girls, and they wrote in toilet paper, "Hi, Matt." So I was like, was this, like, an insulting thing or, like, a flirty thing? I didn't get it, but it was a bitch to clean up. But I was like, if you want to say hi to me, I don't know if toilet papering is the best way. But
you know what is the better? Like, writing with lipstick on the driveway.
Oh, that's
sexy.
Great. I can't believe someone threw firecrackers at your place.
Yeah, it was, like, in the middle of the night, and I felt so ashamed. Like, I was like, what did I do to earn this? And then, like, it turned out they were, like, friends with me, like, in elementary school, but no longer. Yeah.
Oh, so maybe it was sometimes people are like, let's go, like, toilet paper, do someone's house.
Know,
who you know?
Fireworks.
Oh, how about remember that guy from whatever?
Yeah,
it may
yeah,
have
yeah.
not been
I'm
personal.
I'm sure they called me a little girl. No, I'm sure they did.
Damn.
I was not
well,
the most manly.
All I have to say is, do they have a podcast?
No,
I doubt it. I doubt it. They're still firecracking people's houses.
You know, one I think
you...
is hot. The other one, not.
So, of course. So, you're like, I slept with one of them later.
No, God, no. I think they're, like, married with, like, children. And I'm sure they're fat.
Gay.
Or gay, but.
They're gay.
No, well.
Married with children having escapades in bathrooms.
But do you know, here's a fun fact, how I found out that they did it?
I thought you said your dad yelled at them.
Well, so he yelled at them. I mean, I of course I was like scared. I didn't go outside like my dad. Oh. Okay, so they also did a little bit of what's it called? Shaving cream.
And you fingerprinted the
No. What I did was I got on my little bike and I was riding my bike and I saw shoes outside of their house covered in shaving cream.
Wait, how did you even know to go to their house?
I didn't. I just was riding my bike.
Were you looking at every house in the area?
I was like, you know what? I'm going to find out. No.
So Jim spent the next 3 weeks visiting every person.
I was just riding my bike and their shoes were outside with shaving cream on it.
God.
Mystery solved.
Detective Murdoch,
right.
Please.
So anyway, side note, I don't like bullies.
No, I mean, and what's funny is that, like, when the kid tries to tell one of his bullies, because the bully's coming and, like, throwing eggs at his house, right. And the kid tries to tell the bully, like, these people are trying to kill me, like, help, and the bully, like, still doesn't help him. I was like, really? You're that much of an asshole? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean.
And he put an egg on his head.
But you know what's funny is that even though, like, it had comedic elements, because it's like, it was so over the top, you couldn't take it seriously. But then the ending was even over the top too. Like when he takes the car and drives it through
the
house.
That was unexpected. I was not expecting that. Oh, I didn't know where it was going.
I didn't know. I wasn't expecting anything because by that point it was so over the top. Right. I guess comic booky would be the best way to describe this movie. It was like a horror comic book, weirdly enough.
The lighting kind of told me that it was like, okay, we're not serious because it was like yellow and purple. I mean, it wasn't like creep show lighting, but it was like, it was extreme.
Yeah, I gotta say, if I had to say, I don't think I really liked it. I feel like I didn't really like it. That would
I
be the best thing
it
to
had
say.
Moments for sure. Like yeah. I liked their when the babysitter and him danced. I liked their little dance number.
Before
she became crazy. I was like, oh, this is a sweet little relationship. But then,
I mean, I guess it's like, look, the trailer's over the top too, so it's not like they're false advertising, so maybe we should have, or maybe I should have expected it. I guess I was just expecting, I don't really know what I was expecting. It's a weird, crazy movie, so probably there are a lot of people that will probably enjoy it because it's weird and crazy. I guess I just didn't.
To watch in a big group. Even though I didn't have that opportunity.
It's the kind of movie like I never want to see again. You know how like there's movies, even good movies sometimes that you're like, it's a one time, it's a one and done, you know? Versus Happy Death Day, I feel like it could be like Mean Girls. Like I could watch all the time, still love it, still enjoy it. I definitely don't need to see The Babysitter ever again.
I mean, I would watch it again.
Maybe just for Rob Amell.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they got Rob. I guess Rob Amell, it's not like he's a huge star or something, but they had people that I recognize, like names, Leslie Bibb, like people that I recognize versus like Happy Death Day had nobody
I recognize
yet has been so successful.
Right. So that just goes to show you that Hollywood doesn't know what the F they're doing.
They don't, and names mean nothing. No.
Nothing.
You know what I think from an acting standpoint? I'm sure the actors had a really fun time on The Babysitter.
Like
that's
fun.
The one good thing I could say. I'm sure
with
the cult people.
They're like, oh, McGee's so
cutting.
Oh, McGee,
you're so McCool.
You're so cutting edge the way you make The Babysitter.
But I'm sure it looked like a fun movie to shoot because like they're just like running around and way too much blood everywhere.
Did you also think like that little kid's like going to grow up to be like Corey Haim or Corey Feldman?
I thought like druggy premature death way
not.
Or like
I mean I'm just saying like when you're in a movie like this is like I'm so popular all of a sudden even though it's a different
He gets if he goes on and stars in like three more similar movies because remember like Corey Feldman and Corey Haim did like so many movies all at once like Lost Boys and License to Drive and
Dream a Little Dream
Silver Bullet Corey Haim did and like all
I
the
love that.
Then I would, but if this is like, I don't know who this kid is. I don't know if he's done
that's
other
true.
Stuff.
I feel like it's a different time and like parents and like casting directors, everyone's are much more protective of children than they were back then.
But he's 16, you said?
He's
so
16.
In 2 years, he's an adult. So
I know,
he can't. He looks like, though, because he looks young, he'll probably be able to be a teenager in a lot of movies. I mean, maybe. I will say, like, from an acting perspective, he was good. Like,
he
I could
good.
See him getting parts in, like, other horror movies as when he finally, like, matures and looks like a
teenager. His real name was Judas. You know what? I don't even know if that's true, so disregard.
I totally was like, oh, okay. That's how much
I mean,
knew about
that
kid.
I did some quick research as I was watching it, you know, alone, when my friends didn't watch it with me.
You little bit. You know what's funny is that Tim has not mentioned that he minded that until now. So thank you for bringing it up now.
You know, I wanted
what
to
happened
was podcast.
my friend Hiko and I, we were like, hey, we could either wait and watch this with Tim or not watch it with him. Let's purposely not watch it.
You're
with
like,
them.
Let's watch it now.
And then I texted Tim, was like, oh my God, I watched the greatest movie and you weren't a part of it. No, of course not. First off, it was totally on a whim. Secondly, it was a shitty movie.
I cried myself to sleep.
He did. Right after watching The Babysitter.
I was like, ooh.
But I mean, like, I do think it's cool that Netflix is like,
no,
it's like,
fine with it.
God, are we going to get to a day when there's just as many new movies premiering on like streaming services as in the theaters?
Because
that's almost
happening now.
Sad.
No,
not
I,
as many.
I love
like,
going to the movies. So
yeah,
I
like going
never
to the movies. Like, I don't
away.
Want every new movie. I mean, it's never going to be the huge movies. As you said so eloquently in the last podcast, that's the minor leagues, remember?
Yeah, you want the major leagues with the Chuckies.
Yeah. Oh, wait.
I'm
but
just
Chucky
saying, like,
was
Child's out. Play. In, but
like,
know.
Child's Play, the original.
The original Child's Play 1, 2, 3, and 4 all got theatrical releases.
Look, Tim, I've been giving Tim shit because I felt so bad that when he put me on the spot in the last podcast and said, what's the first word that comes to your mind when you think of Cult of Chucky? And I said, trash. I felt like that was harsh.
You know, I got
feeling,
so many tweets about it.
You got a million tweets because people really give a shit what Matt Emmer
they
thinks
like,
of horror
I got
movies.
Tweets saying, oh, by the way, this I'm going to pause.
Donald on. Trump even tweeted and said, what the hell was that crazy, wacky Matt thinking about Cult
Sad.
Of Chucky? Sad. He said, greatest movie. Great, great, great. I give him and myself a 10 out of 10.
Sad. I just love how he tweets.
I like what Donald Trump says. Wrong at the debates with Hillary Clinton. Wrong.
You know, that was a year ago. I don't really remember.
Yet you were talking about Happy Birthday to Me 1981.
Well, that's fresh.
That is fresh. Right. It will always be fresh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are we done with The Babysitter?
Yeah. Okay. I think most people should be done with The Babysitter. Oh,
no,
God.
I'll say this. It was beautifully shot, right? I always say beautifully shot, but it's
just
true.
Just because you know that lot and you love Gilmore Girls doesn't
Listen,
mean
I know that lot.
Shot.
I don't want to talk about how
I mean, was it beautifully
show.
Shot? No. Was it like...
I thought it was nicely shot.
Nicely shot, yeah.
But
I'd
even though
nice.
I recognized it, did it look like a backlot to you?
I now that you say it, yes. When
okay,
I, when
but
I was
pretend
watching,
I didn't say it.
No, I wouldn't have thought that. But now that you say it, I'm thinking of it, yes. But like when I was watching it, was I thinking, ooh, backlot? No, no.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
But I mean, you've worked there for 11 years.
I know. I hate a little bit that I've seen behind the curtain.
I know. I have so many responses to that.
I mean, listen, I'm the Wizard of Oz, okay?
You just took a little peek behind the curtain.
I was like, I don't like what I see.
Okay, let's move past
okay,
the babysitter.
Okay. So, okay, our final thing is we have watched all 7 of the American Horror Stories.
And no, okay, wait. No, no, no.
Wait.
All 7
okay.
episodes of this season
Current
of American
cult.
Horror Stories.
Yeah. Cult.
Because, funny enough, this happens to be the 7th season.
Wow. That could have
I actually
really been
have
confusing.
Watched, and many people haven't because many people gave up on the show, but like I have actually watched every season. I
really? Even The Hotel?
I liked Hotel. It was Freak Show that was awful.
Oh, really?
But,
that one
yeah.
I glanced at and I saw lots of butts.
What? Hotel or Freak Show?
Freak Show.
Well,
they're
were
all
they butts,
butts
of freaks? Yeah, they show butts and like...
I like that Ryan Murphy doesn't shy away from male nudity.
Well, he can... I mean, it's like as much as he can show on a cable station, which is like butts of males and females.
But they also say shit.
They
asshole.
Say fuck now.
They do.
This is the first season, at least that I remember. I may be wrong, but I don't remember... FX being able to say fuck, and now it's like fuck, 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 fuck.
I know, and it never not shocks me.
But what I'm thinking, and Tim, if they can now say fuck, maybe we'll move from rear nudity to frontal nudity. No,
I don't even know. No. I don't need to see.
I'm wondering if they're gonna show boobs next because they don't show boobs on it. But it's like we're going in that direction. Maybe we'll get like one quick boob.
But you know, it's not like NBC, ABC, CBS. It's FX.
True, but it's like they still have, I guess, some. They have to. It's weird. They just have to like put a warning. TV. The following program is rated TV
well, I mean,
MA.
Like, prior to. American Horror Stories. Did you ever watch the Courtney Cox show called Dirt?
No. Courtney Cox was in a show called Dirt?
I
know she was on
Cougar.
I think
it lasted for 2 seasons. She was doing everything in her power to not be Monica.
And not be Gail Weathers?
Mm-hmm. So she played this like TMZ reporter who was always trying to get the scoop.
So Gail Weathers? That's
no,
exactly.
Well, but it was like Wait, but it was not.
I didn't know about this. She played Gail Weathers.
She played Gail Weathers. No, but like sexy Gail, not kooky Gail.
Oh, I thought Gail was sexy in like the first.
You
and
did.
Oh God, I was so into. As a gay man, I just had the hots for Gail Weathers.
She was married to David Arquette.
David Duchovny is David what you're Duchovny. Say? She's married to David Arquette.
David Duchovny, why won't you love me?
Do you know, that's a weird pair. Do you ever like look at Gail, now I'm saying, Courtney Cox and David Arquette and think like...
How'd that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I watched David Arquette just recently on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. And, you know, I like my shows.
Oh,
and,
you sure do like Andy Cohen, huh?
Listen, we don't need to talk about my sordid past unless you want to. Just kidding. I'm kidding. So he was on and he was so goofy. I know that that's his whole persona, but like a little scary goofy.
I used to always think he was either like on something or drunk or just like... mentally handicapped because he always seems really just not normal.
There.
Not
yeah.
there. Yeah. And like, I'm sure he's probably sweet and there's got to be something that Courtney Cox
fell for.
They have
a cute daughter named Coco.
Coco Arquette? Mm-hmm. That sounds like a drag name.
Coco. Isn't it Coco Cox?
Cox.
Come on.
Coco Cox.
Oh, okay. So American Horror Story, the TV show Cult.
That's what the series is, yes.
So, okay. I'm all caught up.
Okay.
My favorite character is Sarah Paulson. And
big surprise.
This is what I've come to the conclusion. I could watch her for 7 hours, which I have.
Just walking around.
Screaming and crying and just.
It's kind of what the season
really
is.
Yeah. And I don't mind it.
No. I've got to say, I actually love this season. And like when I started the very first episode. Like, well, for people that don't know, it's it takes place literally like right after the 2016 election, and it's about a cult leader who is putting together a cult of people that basically is capitalizing on the fear that is caused by the Donald Trump election. And just like this uneasiness of this, like what's going on in our country, and he's like capitalizing on it, and like he puts together a cult and starts murdering people to scare people into getting him elected to a Congress seat. And it's very weird. But when I watched the first episode, I was like, okay, because the cult dresses up like clowns and kills people, which is always cool. Killer
but
clowns.
Let me just say this. The way these clowns kill people is so graphic.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's not for the casual viewer that watches.
Ain't no circus. You know what I'm saying?
It's not for the people that like sit there and like, oh, I'm going to sit here and watch Castle.
But
no.
But I will.
Bones.
I'll say this. Like, I really like it. First couple episodes, I love Sarah Paulson just like you, but first couple episodes, because she thinks she's crazy, huh? Oh, yeah, I'm doing it. The first couple episodes, she thinks she's crazy because she keeps seeing these people dressed as clowns and the audience doesn't know that they actually are real, but she is crying and wailing and screaming a lot.
I mean, but you know, she's supposed to be nervous and depressed and a mixture of like emotions.
Yeah, but so these are all the things that I really like about this series. Number one. It can't even, like, at first I thought the cult and all the bad people were all Trump supporters, and as much as I love that. No, it isn't. Oh. What I think Ryan Murphy probably did on purpose was, if you noticed that half of the people in the cult, because remember that episode where they flash back to everyone in the voting booth? Half of those people voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
So what they're saying is this isn't a partisan issue. Anybody can be crazy and try to capitalize on fear. And I think it was smart that he did it that way, because think of the backlash if everyone in the cult were just Trump supporters. It's like, you're stereotyping that we're all killers and stuff.
And you know,
so, yeah.
My favorite character voted for Jill Stein.
Oh, God,
which was surprising to me that it was like actually like a plot twist.
It was because, but in Michigan, where like the votes for Jill Stein could have changed the entire election. Thanks for that.
Sarah Paulson.
I know. Thanks, Sarah Paulson. No. Another thing.
She's a lesbian.
Yeah. Another thing I like, and this from a gay perspective, there are more gay couples in this season than in any season they've had. Sarah Paulson, the main character, she is a gay woman in real life.
Colton Haynes and Billy Eichner.
Yeah, he's just. Sarah Paulson's a lesbian, and her wife is played by Allison Pill. Colton Haynes is in it with Billy Eichner, and they're a couple.
I just said that.
I know. I'm just going through them. Evan Peters, who's the cult leader, is not gay, but his sister, who's Billy, played by Billy Lord, she's a lesbian?
I think she is when it's convenient.
That's what I thought, too. It's like whenever she needs to do it. But there's just... Wait, and I feel like there's other. Oh, and then the woman who just premiered on this episode.
Lena Dunham?
Well, Lena Dunham, but it was the older woman who plays her girlfriend.
Frances Conroy?
Frances Conroy, yeah. It was in a lesbian relationship with Lena Dunham's character, which she's playing Valerie, the woman who shot Andy Warhol.
What do you think of the last episode?
It was a little bit of a departure from this because it's like...
It took away building.
It flashed back, which to another thing, to a true event, and then they kind of changed it because it, like... They were flashing back to the woman, Valerie, who shot Andy Warhol, which is true. But then they were acting like she started a cult of women who were out to kill men and then pretended to be the Zodiac killer. So it's like they took truth and they like...
Was a mess.
It was a mess, yeah. And it was a weird departure from... Like the storyline was going fine.
I wanted Sarah Paulson. Was she even in that episode?
No, she wasn't.
Oh, it sucked.
The one thing Tim and I were talking about, though, is that when you watch this, I think it's good because the cult is... They're absolutely insane. But the scariest part of it is that there are cults and this happens. Like this kind of shit happens.
Oh, you found that? I didn't think that at all.
That the cult, that cults
happen? I don't.
Happen?
I think cults happen, but I wasn't afraid of that. I've never been like, I've been grossed out.
Afraid of cults? Oh my God.
I'm
it's
afraid
just
of
that
cults.
Mentality.
No,
I'm
I agree. There is the power of manipulation.
People blindly following someone, Scientology.
But
absolutely. People blindly following, whether it's a religion, a person who likes
Fox News.
Just following Donald Trump. No. But and blindly following a movement to the point of murdering people, having no regard for human life. Like, that's terrifying.
The part that I thought was the most terrifying in the series
was
so far
the episode without Sarah Paulson.
That, and I thought, who's stupid and didn't write her in? No, I thought when they did the nail gun was pretty...
They like
awful.
That's another thing Tim and I are talking about. When you watch this, another thing that's so that makes these people
it's
in this cult so insane,
death.
They're willing to turn on each other on a dime. Like they're following each other, and then they're all expendable to each other. Like they have no loyalty, no regard for human life. It's insanity.
Who's your favorite character on the show?
Sarah Paulson, of course,
well,
but
okay.
She's also the only good person
exactly.
on the show. So
I liked Leslie Grossman, but they killed her.
Who's that? Oh, Meadow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not the
it's
most
hard for me to say who do I like.
Character.
I like Colton Haynes because he's hot. No,
that's
the
shallowest thing I've ever heard.
I know. Oh, us gay men and only looking at hot. No,
it's true.
There aren't many likable characters in it. Because they're all awful people.
Yeah, so
like, that's the thing. Even Sarah Paulson's wife, who you find out in the last couple episodes, is
Allison
part of the
Pill.
Cult. Yeah, Allison Pill. What a pill. No, she's part of the cult too. So she's not even good. Maybe Sarah Paul, their kid. He's nice.
Oz. Ozzy.
Yeah. How about the poor like Asian congressman who him and his wife got like their throats slit by
that
the coat?
That was tough to watch.
They were nice. I liked them. All the people I liked, yeah, are either dead.
No, anyone that is remotely nice will get killed.
Yeah, exactly. But I do, in general, I really like this season because it's a twist on horror because it's a cult. It's not just like a slasher thing. It takes a lot of real reality because it's going off of the Trump election and things like that. And the acting is great, obviously.
I agree. I am enjoying this season because I have only watched the first season and I watched the one about the witches with Emma
Coven.
I was about to say Emma Sams, but that's a really old mess. You would not, if you know that reference.
I don't, Emma, but you know, I am only 22. So
That's true. Well, I'm only 16.
Emma Roberts, you mean?
No, I was saying Emma
Roberts.
Emma
Stone?
Do you know who Emma Sams is?
No.
She was on General Hospital back in the day.
You and your soap.
I love my story.
One
stories.
Thing I do have to throw in here. So, Tim and I are in a gay kickball league.
Oh, we are.
And there's a tournament in January. It's like a gay sports tournament that sports, all kinds of sports are represented. People from all the country come. And so I'm captaining a team that Tim's on, and we're playing off of American Horror Story, and we're going to be called American Homo Story.
Oh, Matt, more puns.
So we're all going to be like puns off of the characters on it. But yes, so that's our like.
Matt, tell everyone what name you picked for American Homo Story.
Well, I'm the captain, so I picked the Supreme, which everybody watched the Coven scene.
Very
so it's not like
cocky
a parody.
Of you.
It's just I'm the well. I thought it was funny because the Supreme is like the leader and I'm the captain,
right, right.
You know?
Get it.
But like, for instance, one team member is going to be Popper instead of Pepper. We have one smaller team member who's going to be Pa Petite, which is a play on Ma Petite from Freak Show. So everybody's doing plays on character names except for Tim. What's right. Tim's name?
You know what? This is a good place to end the podcast. my name will be Sarah Paulson.
Tim is in love. Sarah, if you're listening, because we know you are, Tim wants to meet you.
And greet with you.
Meet you and greet. Would
like,
it be
like
don't you think she'd be cool to hang out
Absolutely.
With?
Absolutely. You know, fun fact. Remember Virgin Records on Sunset?
Yeah.
I saw her and Amanda Peet hanging out.
When?
Oh, like 2003.
Was Sarah Paulson like a thing in 2003?
She had a TV series on NBC where I think she was like a straight woman who's like unlucky in love and it was canceled. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who Sarah Paulson was till American Horror Story.
Really?
Yeah.
She's done other stuff.
I mean, she's great.
I agree. I love her in anything she does.
Anything. Well, she did the OJ series and...
OC, the OC.
she did the OC. Oh, yeah.
She said, California. Move over, Misha Barton.
Well, after Misha Barton got killed on the OC, she was like, I'm taking that role.
That's right. Well, you know what? That's a good place to end.
That's a good place to the end.
The end. Okay, so thank you for listening to our review of The Babysitter. Happy Death Day. Highly recommend. Go see it right now in the theater. You'll have the best time of your life. An American Horror Story. I hate when people say binge watch, but I say binge watch all seven.
Yeah.
Before
I mean, but then you can catch up and for the next one. I think there's only going to be like 12 episodes total.
That's plenty.
So.
This show is.
That's plenty.
It's bloody enough.
Thank you, Tim, for having me again.
Thank you.
This
and
is
you know
just
what?
As fun
I'm
as
gonna,
the first and second
I'm
time.
I'm going to try to get a guest. So if you tweet me. Wait, what's my tweet?
I love that. I'm going to try to get a real guest.
Listen, I didn't
want
to say it.
Look, I didn't want to say it, but Matt's not quite a guest. So.
No, he's a great guest. He's my favorite one so far.
You're damn right. only one so far.
Listen.
Favorite?
Well, you know, I've got so many tweets saying, hey, Tim.
People are lining up.
And on my Instagram, my gram.
They're great. So what'll happen if I'm not on it when you say special guest star?
All right. Well, thank you. And everyone, it's close to Halloween. So happy Halloween and have a great day if you're driving. And that's all. Bye.